All aboard!
We're looking at a picture here of the eastbound Maple Leaf, train number 64, the Amtrak train between Toronto and New York City. Today's train has one locomotive, four coaches, and then the last car in the train is the cafe car where folks can buy sandwiches, snacks, beverages.
Where are you headed to?
Albany.
Albany, up to the left, please. Where are you headed to, sir?
Albany.
Albany, up to the left?
Utica.
Utica, up to the left. Hamlet?
I'm up there.
How long have you been an engineer?
45 years. There's a lot of danger out there. I've had a few accidents over the years. I was running from Albany to Cleveland out of Rochester about a mile. We were passing a freight train. I was heading west, he was heading east, and he had a load of shifted lumber, and it wasn't good.
You got all over the tracks?
Yeah.
This is the business class section of train 64, the Maple Leaf. This is all reserved section and is the premium class seating on this train.
So we're from London. So we've come out to see Canada, Niagara Falls, and now we're going to New York. And then after that, we'll be doing the Queen Mary cruise back.
How did you choose the train as your mode of transportation?
We chose the train simply because the airplanes were not really great in terms of time flights, the flight timing that we had. We thought this would be a good way to actually enjoy the scenery as well.
So this is your first train ride?
It is our first train ride.
For everybody?
For everybody, yes.
Yeah, and I think it's great. Like, it's much better than trains in the UK. The UK trains are very small. This is a lot bigger, so yeah. It's more relaxing than London, for example.
How was your experience at customs?
Yeah, it was real quick.
Really quick.
Too much luggage. We took all that luggage on the train, and then a mile later we taken off the train, then go through the customs, put luggage off the train. It would have been good experience if they manage it better that way, that people have to do once on board and off board. Especially if they're old people, imagine doing on their own.
This couple,
yes.
They're on a vacation from Providence, Rhode Island.
It's my very first train ride, Jess.
What do you think of it?
I'm surprised. It's very smooth. It's very roomy, you know, compared to a plane, you know. There's no, like, hassle with when you get on a plane going through security and all that, you know.
You've been on a train before.
Yeah, I took a train from San Diego to Chicago. That was 2 days. It was like, I wouldn't do it again. I mean, you're in the chair for 2 days, you know. Unless, you know, what if I gotta sleep a minute, you know.
So there's a whole conversation about whether a new train station in downtown Buffalo would help economic development.
Oh, I think it would, yeah. Why not?
I don't know. Captain was complaining about the one in Niagara Falls. I don't know what that cost. You know, it cost a lot of money.
I think it's cheaper.
I mean, how many people are using it?
Planes are expensive.
But they're convenient. They're fast, you know?
Yeah, well, it depends if what you want to do, you know?
Amtrak train 64, the engine 111, located apart at Buffalo Exchange.
Very good.
All right, see you.
Take care now. Thank you.
Take care, Marty. Good seeing you.
Thank you for traveling Amtrak. See you next time.